Welcome back, Minnesota Score Radio, your sports ticket. Time now for our Leech Lake Fishing Report featuring Al Moss, the Hall of Fame fisherman up out on Leech Lake. And Al, week one, the lid lifter, so to speak, for the fishing season. Fishing opener is here. The good news, as you just told me before we started, is that we have ice out. So that's number one on the list.
Correct. I just got an email here just a little while ago that said that the lake is officially out as of this afternoon or evening or tomorrow morning and early. What I could see of it was just some mush ice, which is in the bay here. We're going to have a northwest wind tomorrow. Tonight, with this rain, which is forecast, I think it'll all be out yet tonight.
All right. So what about the rain for the weekend? I guess that's the main concern here. What's it looking like on Saturday and Sunday?
Well, the weather for Saturday looks like it's going to be gorgeous. I don't think it's going to be a problem. Maybe a little shower late in the afternoon. And Sunday, again, there's a threat of rain, but not that great. Wind should be pretty mild. I think the bite will be good. But what we need to tell the people is that you have to understand that the ice was here all week, and basically everybody is way behind. You will have some places where probably you're going to not have a dock in to put a boat in. Here in Walker, the Walker Landing is going to be open. The fish cleaning houses will be open and so forth. But as far as the DNR was concerned, that I know of, you'll be able to land at just about every landing. But we just want you to know that the lake is open. You'll be able to put a boat in, but there may not be a dock.
Yeah.
Other than that, that's the weather pattern. It looks good and favorable to us. Bait is going to be a problem, Wally, because from the shiner standpoint, everybody in the state is struggling because of the cold weather.
Interesting, yeah. All right, when we come back, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about what folks should be using, different patterns, things that they should be looking for this weekend. We're talking to Al Moss here on our Leech Lake Fishing Report on Minnesota Score Radio. We'll have more with Al right after this timeout. Stay with us. Attention fishermen, Brindley's Harbor Resort is fishing central on legendary Leech Lake. Brindley's offers terrific harbor service, including 37 slips, rental boats with 75 to 150 horsepower engines, fish cleaning, and much, much more. Brindley's Harbor is a great place to stay, with economical one-bedroom cottages to five-bedroom luxury log homes. Come enjoy their quarter mile of shoreline, quality lodging, famous harbor service, and easy access to some of Leech Lake's best fishing. Brindley's Harbor Resort, where they really talk fishing. Visit them online at brindleysharbor.com.
For a memorable experience this year with some of the best fishing you'll find anywhere, make plans for Agency Bay Lodge on beautiful Leech Lake. Agency Bay Lodge is uniquely located on a peninsula that juts out in the center of Leech Lake, where you'll have easy, quick access to the best fishing spots on the lake. The staff at Agency Bay Lodge will help you locate where the fish are biting. Their full-service dock offers fueling, bait, and modern, fully equipped boat rentals. Come and stay in their comfortable lakeside log cabins, or if you're not fishing, stop and enjoy a pizza, sandwich, or a beverage at their lakefront bar. For the best fishing and a great vacation, remember Agency Bay Lodge on Leech Lake. For more information, visit them at www.agencybaylodge.com.
Welcome back, Minnesota Score Radio, and we're talking with Al Moss, the Hall of Fame fisherman up out on Leech Lake. And Al, let's get into a little bit about what folks should be using this weekend, because, as you said, you're going to have some trouble getting bait, and you know it, the ice just went out. So what are you suggesting?
Well, typically Leech Lake is a jig and minnow bite on the opening weekend, and that'll hold true. So what we would recommend is using a jig and a minnow and whatever minnow you can get a hold of. Rainbows will work, faddles will work. If you can get shiners, that'll be too. Typically, another thing, the colors that have worked up here really well have been the parrot color or anything with the greens or the blues. So go as light as you possibly can. 6-pound test, 8-pound test, line would be there. And the jigging action, you probably have to be just maybe a little bit slow. People I've talked to, we had the Wounded Warrior thing here this last weekend. They were fishing for panfish, and they caught a lot of walleyes during that time, and they weren't even fishing minnows. So I look for an extremely good bite. It'll be in the shallow water, the points, wherever the wind's slapping into. But that'll be the bait of choice, and so that, I think, will be holding for a long period of time. We want to also remind you that the water temp is going to be, you know, at 40s, and very cold, so make sure you have life preservers. And remember that Leech Lake law has changed in regard to what you can keep in the possession. Where last year it was 18 inches, this year you are allowed underneath 20 inches, so from 20.0 to 26.0 is protected. You're allowed 1 over 26, but everything under 20 inches will be okay, and you're allowed 4 fish.
Very good. And briefly touch on the panfish, because there will be some folks out there panfishing this weekend as well.
Exactly right. I think the perch bite is still going to be really good because they were biting as of last week yet, just as the ice went off in the traditional zone. So you're going to be catching some jumbo perch. I'm just starting to hear about the crappie bite and the bluegills. We did have a minimal amount of winter kill in some of the back bays, but I still think you're going to be able to pick up plenty of panfish. Again, it'll be a slow delivery and go to the areas probably in the north ends, in the mud, mucky type ends where it's dark. And using waxworms probably with very small jigs or gulp or whatever little small products that's out there, the impulse. And with a slip bobber in shallow water, you'll probably be able to pick up plenty of fish. The northern pike bite, I anticipate, will really be good.
All right, Al. Good stuff as usual. We'll look forward to a great opening weekend. Hopefully the weather holds as you have predicted. You are now a weatherman along with being a fishing expert.
Yeah, exactly right. You can't believe the phone calls that's gone. But people, you know, it's been really, really tough on the people because they didn't know where they could come and they couldn't come. Resorts are the same way. They're not totally ready, but we're ready to fly. So let's hope everybody has a good weekend.
Well, we're hoping to get the word out this way. So, folks, if you're heading up to Leech Lake, they're all ready to go for it. Al, we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, sounds good, Wally. Take
all
care.
Right. Al Moss here on Minnesota Score Radio with our weekly Leech Lake Fishing Report. We'll have more after this timeout. Stay with us.